The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. The Coca-Cola Bottling Company brings you the Refreshment Club every Monday through Friday at this time, starring Don McNeil as Master of Ceremonies. Refreshing wit and humor, refreshing music and refreshing song, to bring home to you a refreshing idea. The pause that refreshes with a frosty bottle of Coca-Cola from your own refrigerator. Here goes! The Refreshment Club will come to order. Please answer to the roll call. Clark Dennis.
Here.
Helen Jane Belke.
Me too.
Walter Bloffus.
Present.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Yeah.
And Don McNeil.
I do.
All present, Don. Let's go.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together, all right? Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Ah, good old ice cold Coca-Cola. All right, it's first call for refreshment, and not the lesser known, but the main sign song. The main sign song played by Walter Bloffus and all the boys. Much as Rudy Vallee might do it. Walter, you do remind me a bit of Rudy Vallee at that sometimes.
You say a little bit?
Huh? Yeah, just a very little bit. Well, Vallee is the Yale man and you're a Yeah man. You know, they're not very, very much different.
Oh.
Here's Helen Jane Belke now, our refreshment club, honey. Helen, put the newspaper down.
All right.
Get to work here. You know what a newspaper is?
No, what is a newspaper?
Got a good definition of it here. A newspaper is a portable screen behind which a man hides from the women who are standing up in the streetcar.
That's right.
That's pretty true, isn't it? You know that women are a lot like newspapers sometimes?
All right.
Huh?
Why?
Well, we have the bold-faced type, of course.
Oh.
Their forms are usually made up.
Oh.
They usually have the last word. Back numbers aren't particularly in demand. They're well worth looking over. They carry the news wherever they go. They're much thinner now than they used to be. And every man should have one of his own and not try to borrow from the neighbors.
Very good.
All right, Helen Jane. Now, what are you going to sing?
Gone.
From Love on the Run.
That's right.
Sounds like a headline, doesn't it?
I found the silver in the moonlight when I found you in a world only for two. I found the perfume in the roses all around you when you said, I will be true. Now we are through and you are gone. Like the wind, you are gone. Just a dream lingers on. my loved one is gone. Gone, like the roses in June, like a beautiful tune that has ended too soon. Moment ago we met, did you forget? One fleeting moment of love that brings only regret, because you're gone. Like my heart, you are gone. No hope in the dawn, for my loved one is gone.
Now we're going to have Ralph Smith and his xylophone featured in Dancing Tambourine with Walter Blaufuss and all the Refreshmenteers. Take your time. Don't get over there too fast, Ralph. Don't want anything to happen here. You know, Ralph is a very fast xylophone player. Not long ago at a policeman's ball, he played Thanks for the Buggy Ride and was arrested for speeding. Got to hold things down, you know. And as far as that's concerned, Harold Cooden, our trailer expert here who lives in the trailer, Harold says the police are never around when you need them. He said many a time last summer, his trailer was full of flies and never a fly cop in sight. You never know. So here we have in the person of Mr. Ralph Smith, and his xylophone, in the person of Mr. Walter Blaufuss and all the refreshment clubbers. Ralph, do you think you're going to get through this number all right?
Well, I hope so.
I do, too. You know, Ralph's hands are full of scratches. He's been playing with his wire-haired fox terrier, but I think you make it. Here we go. Dancing Tambourine. From Xylophone to Tambourine by Ralph Smith. Very nice, boys. The fourth note in the third measure from the end was played by Ted Wheeler on the tenor sax. How's that for getting your name in there, Ted? Huh? Haven't you got that note? Well, you put it in there. Ted never goes to the movies anymore, you know. He goes by the theater and looks at all the pictures outside, and he kind of gets those in his mind, and then he goes home. Before going to bed, he eats something that'll make him dream. Clark, how's your cold? You getting along all right now?
Well, I don't know.
I thought you were better. Clark, what are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing When My Dream Boat Comes Home.
Oh, boy, I bet you'll get some accompaniment in this one. You know, Walter Blaufuss has made so many trips to Europe that boat rides just bore him now, see? On one of his voyages, he became so bored that he jumped into the ocean. Of course, that only made matters worse because he was overboard. Well, My Dream Boat comes in, indeed.
When my dream boat comes.
I will meet you and greet you. Hold you closely, my own. Moonlit waters will sing of the tender love you bring. We'll be sweethearts forever when my dream boat comes
tune, Clark. I like that. Well, it's rug dance time on the Refreshment Club, and Lucille McLaughlin of Syracuse, New York, says, my mother positively insists that if you persist in having those rug dances on the Refreshment Club program, you should supply a booklet of instructions as to how they are to be performed. She's sure I didn't do it right. You see, I decided to try it today, and here's what happened. I broke my father's smoking stand. I ruined an end table and everything on it. I took all the finish off her prized mahogany gate leg table, scuffed up a lot of dust and dirt in your beautiful plants, and I just couldn't resist picking the leaves off and throwing them in the direction of the ceiling as I danced by. Just another promising career of a dancer nipped in the bud, unless you can do something about it. Trusting you'll hope to help me, yours sincerely. All right, Lucille. We're going to give instructions with our rug dance today. Walter, the music, and we'll give instructions as you go along. Now, take it easy. That's it. Clutch your rug between thumb and forefinger. Jump away from the rug, leaving your arms with the rug in them. Now come back slowly to where your arms are. You'll find the rug there. Do it in rapid succession. Dainty now, very cute and oriental. That's it, that's it, that's it. Might try wiping your head with a dishcloth and leaving the dishcloth thereon. The dance oriental. Very carefully fasten a clothespin on each of your ears and pin them back. This gives your eyes an oriental appearance. Also, you'll know where your clothespins are. Here we go now, faster, faster, all around the house. Keep the rug in your hand, that's it, there you go, up, down, up, down. Look out, Mother, there's a door there, that's it. Up there, there. Ha, you made it. That was all right. That was a rug dance, as was a rug dance. I imagine you got the house a little mussed up, though. What do you think about that, Bob Denton?
Yes, I think so, too. But it goes without saying that every woman likes a clean house. But house cleaning is something else again. That's a job, isn't it? Rugs to clean, furniture to move, dusting, washing, and all that goes with it. But every woman appreciates a helper with this sort of work. And you can always have one, no further away than your family refrigerator. And that's ice-cold Coca-Cola, to make a rest period the pause that refreshes. If you do not have Coca-Cola ready in your refrigerator, it's so easy to put there. Ask your favorite dealer for the handy six-bottle carton of Coca-Cola. The six-bottle carton is easy to carry, and the cost is small. All right, Dan?
New step I'd sooner do. The goon-a-goo. Then wacky-woo. Yeah, now down in Bally, Bally 2, is the latest Bally 2. good enough for Sally. It's good enough for you. If you like me, like I like you, just swing a roo. And roo the goon, the goon, the goon.
Now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories out of the dust to you. Once in a while, you have a quiet hour to yourself just at eventide, don't you? Sometimes when dusk comes and I'm all alone, I think of my dad. He played on the floor with my soldiers and trains when I was a little wee lad. And down through the years, there's a thought that remains when I was a boy with my dad. Baseball and fishing and swimming and such, we shared all the fun that we had. And shooting and boating. I didn't miss much when I was a boy with my dad. I wish that wherever he is, he could see that I'm doing the things he'd enjoy. And I'm trying to be all that he was to me. For now, I'm a dad with a boy. Well, I guess after the hardest day at the office, why, the ordinary man needs only about 30 minutes at home to brag himself into a good humor, huh? Well, I feel pretty good right now. Bill Krenz, our piano pal on the Refreshment Club, feels equally good, as far as I can see from here. How you feel, Bill?
Fine.
In English. That's great. All right, we're going to have a number here that Bill himself composed, didn't you, Bill? No, huh? This one that you wrote in honor of your wife, isn't it, Bill? No. All right. I knew I had that almost right with the exception of 2 points there, didn't I? All right, Bill, this is called Jazz Theme and Variations. This is one you wrote when you were on the Mississippi there playing on one of those old showboats, isn't it, Bill? No. But you did play on the Mississippi on a showboat, didn't you, Bill?
Right.
Say it loud.
Right.
Thank you. I thought I'd get something right here. All right, now it's up to you, Bill. Get the whole thing right. Jazz theme and variation. Very good, Billy. Willie Wally Cranz did that for you. I think I detect a little note. Oh, there, little fellow. The bright things of the Refreshment Club kiddies. From boast to boast, or my child is smarter than your child. All right, let's see what our Refreshment Club kiddies have been up to lately. Tessie Jones of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, writes and says, Mr. McNeil, I must tell you about Mike Clifford, age 5. He lived with his grandmother in a section of the country where there were dirt roads, which in winter were almost impassable. His aunt, Helen, heard him using naughty words. She admonished him thusly, Clifford, little boys who talk that way will not go to heaven. Don't you want to go to heaven? Cliffy said, no, not this winter. The roads are too bad. Well, I tell you, it was hilarious the way you got it off. You laughed for miles. All right. Next one comes to us from Chicago. Tommy McNeil. I don't know how he gets in there. Quiet. Oh, he minds today. Tommy McNeil, age 2 years, 3 months, often scratches his red head in puzzlement over some major problems of existence. Although his little brother Donnie is too young to understand, he tries to explain things to him after we tell him. And like other youngsters, he's always asking questions. Why? Well, we were telling him about the inventions, telephones and so on. And after we got through, he said, now, Tommy, can you tell us anything of importance which did not exist 50 years ago? Tommy said, yes, me. Wasn't so much of what he said as the way he said it. Practically convulsive. Quiet, soprano. Mrs. Adelia L. Ruff of Cleveland, Ohio, furnishes our next hilarious saying. The other day, my 4-year-old son, she says, came in from play while I was baking fried cakes. The kitchen was very warm. I told him to take off his sweater and I'd give him one. Fried cake. After quickly devouring the delicacy, he said, Mom, if I take off my shirt, can I have another donut? Pretty cute, I thought. He's only 16, too. Quiet. Goodness sake. There. A lady in San Francisco writes and says, here's one, not from the children, but it's the bright saying of a papa, my husband, who's a professor at Berkeley. And the professor was admonishing some children the other day who had just walked all over his French... Pardon me. She writes very poorly. She said that the professor was admonishing some children who had just walked all over his fresh cement sidewalk. I said, but Henry, you've always said that you love children. Yes, said the professor, I do like children in the abstract, but not in the concrete. Well, he certainly got that one all the way. Professor's a very funny fellow. Quiet. That's enough. That's all. Until next week. Now, quiet. I don't want to hear any more out of you. I just want to hear something out of Clark Dennis to hear now. I want to hear Dreams of You, or as Clark said so cutely in rehearsal, a special arrangement of Dreams of You in one flat.
Of you make my life worth living anew. Cloudy skies disappear, dreaming of you, dear. Night and day, every wakeful hour I pray. For that moment so grand, when I touch your hand, a word of hope to cheer me is all I'm waiting for. You're such a heavenly thing. If I could have you near me, I'd ask for nothing more. I wouldn't envy a king. Until then, all the time on my hands I will spend building air castles blue in my dreams.
Hauser, it's last call for refreshments by the refreshmenteers led by none other than Walter Blaufuss, no other one. For today. Tomorrow, the Refreshment Club will be back again at this same time with Helen Jane Belke, Clark Dennis, Walter Blaufuss, and the Refreshment Club Orchestra, and our guest artist, the Ranch Boys. It's Don McNeil saying so long until we meet again tomorrow. Remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes, and ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.